All right, so some updates. Yesterday's episode got a lot of feedback, and many of you were not aware of that information about Kamala Harris and her family and that whole background, interesting story. That's what we do is we research stuff and then report to you. And it's now close to the end of the month. And if you go back through the last months of episodes here on the podcast or on TikTok, if you go through that, you'll see that we've pretty much covered all the various updates on the pandemic that people had asked for. And now it's your turn to spread the word. You know, those episodes, get them out there. And feel free to sound off right now. Let us know what you think. And we'll respond. So, yeah, basically, our work is done. All those episodes are up, and we're getting positive feedback. And you're welcome to download them. We'll put a link to Podbay in today's description. You're welcome to download them, re-upload them anywhere you want. We don't care. Just please don't take our words out of context. There was a guy a few years ago who would do that on YouTube. It would take like 2 hours of content and just bite it down to 30-second sound bites to make me sound stupid. That's not the point of us open sourcing our episodes, right? So if you upload an episode, try to upload the whole thing. Don't do this weird cherry-picking type thing. But yeah, go through those episodes. We made good on our promise of covering the stuff other media outlets were not willing to talk about when it comes to COVID and the Spikevax, which is the literal name of the Moderna jab, and it's called Spikevax. So we go into all that stuff, and now it's your turn to help us out, because not only do we do our job, those episodes hit top 50 in America and Australia. And by the way, huge protests right now in Melbourne, Australia. Like massive, absolutely massive historical protests, historically big. And so, yeah, we did our part. Feel free to throw us a tip on PayPal. And over the next 2 days only, if you give $50 or more, we'll give you a year of the research newsletter, which is usually $120. So good deal. And if you give less than that, that's welcome also. We want to keep putting this information out there, and we don't want to get a sponsor or something, because all these sponsors make you, they try to neuter you, right? It's like you have to give this disclosure language at the end and you can't talk about COVID. And it's like, no, we want to talk about COVID, very much so. And so rather than get a sponsor or change things up, just continue to tip. And those who haven't tipped, feel free to hit that PayPal link. And we have Facebook fundraiser for people who hate PayPal. And the main thing is getting the information out there. So we'll take any comments or questions. But it's all out there now, and we stand by that research. And you go through these old updates, these old uploads. You see people's stories. You see what people are saying. And these aren't fake people. These are just people, contacting us. So thank you guys so much. I'll sit around for a few minutes and take some comments. Somebody says someone's gonna take my words out of context. Okay. But yeah, for everybody else, those episodes are free to download. And free to spread the word. And we're seeing the numbers. We get these weird manipulative emails where it's like, you better not talk about this anymore. And it's like, no, this is America. Unless you want to put a few bullets in my head, we're going to keep talking about it. It's my job. It's our company's responsibility. And we're seeing the traffic from it. So, it's the American way. And it's truthful content. It's truthful stuff. It's not like we're trying to cause trouble. Quite the opposite. We're trying to figure something out. All right, so a couple of questions have come in. Someone had asked, why do you think people are in such denial of the truth? And as I had said before, I think it has to do with people trusting the medical establishment and trusting the media, and just not realizing that we'd still be in a situation where things are not back to normal by now almost October. We were told things would be back to normal by July, and it's now a week away from October. And so that's my guess, is people have a lot more faith in doctors and in the curiosity of the media, It turns out the media is not curious at all and not anti-establishment at all. They're just, they read whatever Pfizer tells them. And then somebody else asked, what are the main issues with the vaccines? The previous videos feature people's comments. And so it's better for you to just read them instead of me paraphrasing it. But basically blood clots, memory loss, And as of this morning, hair loss. A couple of people have complained about hair loss. And, but yeah, review those videos yourself. And someone else says, Shiny Penny said, sent you a tip on PayPal. And we thanked him or her for that. And that's it. That brings you guys up to speed. But yeah, we definitely did our part in terms of collating this information and analyzing it and coming out with it. And a lot of people listen to it. And again, you're welcome to share it. But if you feel like tipping us, now's the time, because we want to continue to put this out for the remainder of the year, this kind of information, without, again, getting a sponsor or needing to do interruption ads and stuff. And we don't need a lot of money. We just need, you know, something coming in. So thanks again for that. And let's see if there are any other comments or questions. Welcome, James. It looks like we're up to date on questions, so I'm going to head out. And that is it.
Fulcrum News Podcast. Listen anywhere, anytime, on any device. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Audible, and Pandora. Spread the word and help us continue the global return to real news.